Hello and welcome to the Thursday, November 6th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Palo Alto is reporting about a pretty innovative kind of OS X and iOS malware. This malware is currently being distributed by a Chinese website, and according to Palo Alto, it has been downloaded about 300,000 times. Of course, on OS X, you can install, if you configure OS X accordingly, any software that you download. But then this particular piece of malware does use the trust relationship that usually exists between iOS devices and OS X in order to infect the iOS device. Essentially, the malware just listens on OS X, waiting for an iOS device to be connected via USB. Once that happens, it then attempts to push malware to iOS. iOS, unlike OS X, only allows signed software to be installed. However, there's an important gap that's being exploited by this malware, and that's enterprise deployment profiles. Enterprises have the option to add additional certificates to iOS and mark them as trusted. In this case, internal applications that were created and signed with that certificate are accepted as trusted. The malware on OS X will push such an enterprise profile to iOS. If the user accepts it, then the malware will be installed without any further notification. So lesson learned here, first of all, OS X can be infected just like any other system if the user willingly installs malware. Probably the safest setting here is in your OS X security settings to only allow software to be installed from the official OS X App Store. Secondly, for iOS, don't trust these additional profiles should they be offered by your OS X system without any need to do so. This could, of course, also happen from a Windows system just on OS X, because you do have parts of the infrastructure here already set up for you. It's probably easier to launch this attack from OS X to iOS than from Windows to iOS. Again, this does not require jailbreaking, but of course, a jailbroken iPhone can always be exploited like this, just much simpler. Palo Alto named this malware Wirelurker based on the fact that it's just sitting there waiting for something to be connected via the USB wire. By the way, if you only need USB to charge your device, there are little plugs available, essentially USB firewalls that only connect the charging wires and do not connect the data wires, preventing attacks like this. And Securia.net is reporting about a neat little trick pulled off by a Flash applet that was recovered from a compromised server. What we have seen sort of in the past was typically, for example, JavaScript or cross-site scripting or like this being used to inject malicious Flash files into a web page. This appears to be sort of going the other way around, where the Flash applet that was included here is then used to add additional iframes that are then being used to redirect Internet Explorer users to exploit kits. At this point, they couldn't verify the last step based on the target domain being blacklisted. And we got an update from Visa about the British contactless card payment system that was somewhat put in doubt earlier this week by an experiment performed by some researchers who proved that it's possible to bypass the £20 limit that is imposed on these contactless card transactions by just switching to a different currency. Visa now stated that while this attack appears to be possible just based on the reader and the card, Visa's backend would then filter out such attempts as fraudulence. This possibility was acknowledged or in the original release, because what these researchers did was just check the authentication between the card and the reader. Obviously, due to concerns of affecting actual transactions, they were not able to use Visa's backend to actually process these tests. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.